2011, Year of the App. This is an audio version of that blog post published on Marketing Right Now on the 3rd of January. 2011 has been the year of the app, the year when smartphones and tablets moved from being toys for the boys to being ordinary things many people have. Most people you know who use internet have iPhone, Android phone, iPad, or some other mobile device. They began with a mobile phone. Now they have fast internet access wherever they are. During 2011, people have been moving round with computers in their handbags and pockets. It's happened so fast. All this change made me think over Christmas. And this is what I was thinking over Christmas. This revolution, this huge change in communicating power, got me thinking. I've been thinking, I've an iPhone 3G. I bought an iPad the very first day they came out in Cork. And recently I got an iPhone 4S. I drink apps every day for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and bedtime. Apps are the new abs. Many gurus are writing blog posts with names like the greatest apps ever invented, 50 apps to make you succeed in business, life, and love. Why don't I write down my favorite apps? Good advice came knocking just in time. I was about to write a very short blog post listing just my own favourite apps. As I was scrolling through Twitter on St. Stephen's Day or Boxing Day or the day after Turkey, advice arrived to me from Dan Zarella. That's Z-A-R-R-E-L-L-A. He's a guy in America. And his advice essentially was, say less about yourself, tweet more information that others value. I got that message. I let it sink in, and it influenced what I did next. On the 27th of December, I reached out to others on Twitter with this tweet. Quote, I'm going to write a blog post. Hashtag best app 2011. Your opinion counts, and you'll get special delivery of the blog post. Reply now? I sent a series of requests via Twitter asking people to let me know their favourite apps from 2011. I also asked them to spread the search, putting please retweet at the end of my tweets. It became an adventure. An exploration based on Twitter, a quest to gather intelligence from others to find out the most popular apps of 2011 according to those I've had most internet contact with. This was seeking the view of a circle, you might say. That's Google Plus language. The result of the research, 250 tweets later. By the way, I didn't send 250 tweets. Various people replied to me and passed it on, etc. But this is the result of the research. I make 3 points. One, Time magazine have chosen their top 40 apps. And I found that out in a tweet all the way from Calgary in Canada, where Robbie O'Leary tweeted to let me know that. Secondly, Otterbox. They're the people who make covers for mobiles or cell phones. Otterbox.com chose their 20 best apps of 2011. And thirdly, Bernie Goldbach, Top Gold on Twitter, shared his own blog post entitled 15 Apps I Use the Most. Now, finding these rich links via others showed me how valuable it is to open a topic up rather than simply expressing or broadcasting a personal view. The next section of the blog post is entitled the apps, my kingdom for an app. 2011 has indeed been the year of the app. Here's the full list of apps loved by people in my Twitter sphere, with Apples and Androids mixed together. Now, what follows is a very long list, and opposite each app are the names of all the people who voted for that app as being one of their favourites. I don't think it would be possible to put on audio the names of all the people who tweeted in, so what I'm going to confine myself to are the list of the apps. The first 8 or 9 of them were the ones favoured by most people, and after that you get a whole load of them who were favoured equally by the same number of people. So here we go with the full list of apps, and these were the favourites of the people I was in touch with. I'm going to read them in one long list. TuneIn Radio, Twitter, Flipboard, Hootsuite, Evernote, Shazam, WordPress, Angry Birds, and Instagram, Dropbox, Facebook, Kindle, LiveScore, Snapseed, SkyPlus, WhatsApp, Audioboo, TweetDeck. And after that, there's a much longer list, which I'll read very, very quickly. Camera Plus, Jetpack, Joyride, Free Spirit, Spirit Level, iHandy Level, Docs to Go, Baby Log, First Aid by British Red Cross, Play It Yourself 4, Quick Office, Film On, TweetBot, QBrain Lite, Auto Stitch, Numbers, Pro, HDR, Simple Mind Plus, Simple Note, Note Taker HD, Pixir-O-Matic. That came in from Documentally, and I just had to stumble over it. Mobile RSS, Goodreader, Wise Pocket Cloud, RoboForm, Sheet 2HD, Twika, Cabbage, TunePal, Juice Defender, Tweetcaster, Sundroid, TPE, Plain Finder, Safe Sync, I Map My Walk, News Talk, RTE Doc on One, Plumps.ie, Music Sheet Workout, RTE Player, Sky Go, IMDb, Medscape, Solitaire, Instapaper, Alpha Beast, Symbian, My Fitness Pal, YouTube, 8mm Vintage Camera, AccuWeather, Dublin Bus, Vimeo, iMessage, Apple Pie, Remotics, Groove Shark, Skype, Foursquare, Leinster Rugby, Visit Dublin, Rachel Allen, Philadelphia Recipes, Awesome Note, Guardian, Pages, Runkeeper, Amazon, Geocaching, FaceGoo, TripAdvisor, and Talking Tom. A mouthful. Okay, we get towards the end of the blog post now. So here we go. Few of the apps were picked out for special mention by more than one person. How many apps are there in Apple's App Store and Google's Android market? 500,000 iPhones and iPad apps, 300,000 plus Android apps. Many apps overlap, but it's impossible for anyone to sample more than a tiny percentage of the whole field, just as it's impossible for anyone to try out all the hobbies that humans pursue. Personal recommendations have never been so essential. That's a good reason to reach out to others and try apps they've loved. Searching alone is a sure way to a restricted life. Searching alone is a sure way to a restricted life. For some reason I like that phrase. You can achieve more by depending on others to try out apps for you. Looking ahead into 2012, maybe now is a good time to check out one of those apps you've never even heard of. Go for a mystery dip, like you did as a child when you plunged fingers into a bag of sweets, not knowing what was waiting for you. The apps I've loved most. In case you'd like to know the apps I've loved most in 2012, here they are in no particular order. Audioboo, the one I use for rough and ready podcasting almost every day and often twice a day. Mark Rock and the team in London welcomed me when I visited years ago. This is my desert island app. Osphora, the one I use for Twitter on iPhone and iPad. Instagram, the one I use for sharing snaps taken on iPhone, seeing pictures from others and commenting on them. Path, the one I use on iPhone as a personal diary and share with a few people I trust a lot. BBC News, the one I use to keep in touch with the world and share stories via Twitter. Flipboard, the one I turn to on iPad when I want Twitter and Facebook displayed with beauty. You could nearly say I bought the iPad so I could use this app on it. WeatherPro HD, the one I rely on when I hope it'll be okay to play golf, tells me what time it'll rain and how much will fall. Pages, the one I use for documents I have to write when the laptop isn't convenient and when I need to attach invoices to emails. Eyewitness from Guardian, the one on iPad that gives me a wonderful pro photograph to admire and learn from every day. Tweeps, the one I use on iPhone to see who's recently followed me on Twitter, who follows them, who they follow, and how long they've all been using Twitter. Google Plus, the one I use on iPad to keep in touch with what Google is doing next and experience it for myself. iLoader, the one I use to upload short videos from iPhone 4S to Facebook. HitPad, the new kid on iPad. I use this to find information, inspiration, and intelligence to use in blog posts. It promises so much. And finally, Wolfram Alpha, for when I want to learn something impractical that can be turned into numbers, statistics, formulae, the stuff I've forgotten from school. There are others too, but it's good to operate within solid boundaries, so it's time to stop. The thanks I feel I owe to everyone mentioned in this blog post. Developers, marketeers, users, retweeters, readers, is enormous. Hopefully this blog post will help you explore during 2012. Like every blogger, I crave your comments. Please share your view, and if you'd like to add links to lists of great apps, that's Goldust too. By the way, if you'd like to send me back an audio comment on this, I'd be thrilled. 2011, the year of the app indeed. And there's a PS. Read this, Top Gold. This is from Top Gold. It's a link. It's not worth getting sucked into an app's world. That's the title of his blog post. And with that, I finish. I hope this has been of amusement and use to you all. Bye-bye.